I wonder if there are some people that you need to write a letter to, or perhaps to go to face to face, and thank them for their wisdom in your life, how they have kept you from sin, or how they have helped pull you out of sin, how they have helped you on this road of sanctification that all of us as believers journey. We see David doing something akin to this in 1 Samuel chapter 25 when Abigail shares wisdom with him. He rejoices over God. He rejoices over God's servant and God's wisdom displayed in her. He rejoices over the word that she brought to him. You know, as we think about this time of year, coming up on Easter, Resurrection Sunday, I tend to think about the whole gospel story from the beginning of Jesus' life to the end. And I remember a part of that story where seemingly supposed justice was kept at bay. Think about the birth of Jesus and think about the earthly father of Jesus, Joseph. It seemed that Joseph had every cultural right to put Mary to shame. But God's providence intervened, didn't it? It wasn't an Abigail who showed up, but it was an angel of the Lord. And that angel worked on Joseph's heart so that God's people would have a completely righteous king. This king was mistreated, but he constantly gave himself to God, submitting to God's plan to offer us something better, redemption and holiness. For those who belong to Christ, redemption is secured. But God is continually doing a work of sanctification in our lives, the work of making us look more and more like Jesus. He is doing that work in you, believer. How are you responding to it? Are you recognizing His providence, repenting of your sin, rejoicing over the word brought into your life, even though it be a difficult word? We can all take a lesson from David in 1 Samuel 25 here, and perhaps it is that we need to write that letter or have a conversation face to face with a messenger from God who has brought healing by means of God's word into our life. As you pray today, please remember Hubert Aliaga, our associational missions promoter in Peru. And also remember the Mandingo Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Guinea.